Today's sermon will be on Satan and how he works. If you knew there was a hungry bear in the woods, you would avoid it. If you knew there was poison ivy growing up a tree, you would stay away from it. We need to know how to recognize the devil's trap that he lays for us. For that, we need to turn to 1 Peter 5:8, it says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because our adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." My first point today is the devil is a liar. For that, we need to turn to John 8:44. In John 8:44, it says, "Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and obtained not in truth, because he speaketh," "when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." My second point today is the devil is a deceiver. For that, we need to turn to Genesis 3:4. In Genesis 3:4, it says, "And the Spirit said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." My third point today is the devil is a tempter. Please turn to Acts 5:3 says, "But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost?" I'm going to tell you briefly the story of Ananias and Sapphira. There's a man in the town that Ananias and Sapphira lived in who sold all of his property, and he gave all the money to the church. And for that, he looked good in the eyes of the townspeople. So Ananias and Sapphira made a plan where they're going to sell all their property, and they're going to say they gave it all, but they were going to really keep aside some money for themselves. And when Ananias did it, right before he gave Peter the money, he dropped down dead. Four men took him away, and then his wife ended up telling the same lie. And those same four people that took her husband away took her away. All right, my fourth point today is the devil is the accuser of the brethren. For that, we need to turn to Revelation 12:10, it says, "And I heard a loud voice saying in the heaven, Now has come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accuses us then before our God day and night." The devil goes to God and says, "They sinned." And then Jesus tells God, "I paid for their sins." So keep in mind that the devil wants us to fail, but with God, nothing is impossible. I'm not going to have you turn to this. I'm going to real quick read it. In 1 John 4:4, it says, "You're of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for this day, and thank you for all these people that came out. And please help the next preacher. In Jesus' name, amen.